Welcome to the Film Florida podcast. I'm John Lux, and I'm the executive director of Film Florida. Before we get to our interview, if you're not already a member of Film Florida, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. Please also consider going to our website and donating $20.24 for our 2024 fundraising campaign. Visit the Film Florida merchandise page at filmflorida.creator-spring.com to purchase Film Florida t-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, and more. All merchandise proceeds go to the Film Florida Filmmaker Grant and Scholarship Fund. Susan Fox is the founder and CEO of Casting Workbook. For over two decades, Casting Workbook has been driving the industry forward with leading-edge enterprise casting software by bridging essential communications between production, casting, agents, and their talent. Casting Workbook's global network consists of offices all over the world with production, casting, agents, managers, and talent in 62 countries with services offered in English, French, and Spanish. We talked to Susan about her background, all things Casting Workbook, and more on this episode of the Film Florida podcast. Here's my conversation with Susan Fox from Casting Workbook. Welcome to the Film Florida podcast, Susan.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, John. Thank you.
So what's your backstory? Where did you come from and how did you find your start in your professional career?
Well, I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and have a Canadian mother. So I spent half my life in each country. And I really got a good start here in Vancouver, in Canada, where I started Casting Workbook. And my start was really, I was very interested in the arts and architecture. And I studied that first. And I found out it was interesting. There's a lot of similarity. Putting myself through school, I was an actor and a model. And I had a chance to work for an agency. So I was shopping the books before the internet came around. So my background was really, I got a chance to work for an agency. I was an actor. I was a musician. I sang in a band. I had sort of a lot of the performance bug, so to speak.
And you mentioned Casting Workbook. You are the CEO. Share what Casting Workbook is and how it all started.
Oh, gosh. Well, Casting Workbook is really an end-to-end platform. And basically, it serves talent, actors who are repped and non-repped. It serves managers, agents, and casting directors of all kinds. So it's all media types: film, television, commercials, reality, motion capture, and voice. And we also now serve production and producers. So it's this end-to-end platform that really is all about getting actors working. And today, Casting Workbook is in three languages and has members in 62 countries.
Wow. And I mean, how have you seen the organization grow through the years?
Oh, well, I think we kind of invented a lot of it. I think probably the biggest things that grew were just requests by the industry to kind of expand. I think in 2003, 20th Century Fox said, can you put sessions and auditions video on the web? And that was 2 years before YouTube. So it was very kind of an odd request, but we said yes. We said yes, and we did it. So we've kind of really just responded to a changing industry.
So you've a lot of times it's what is the need that's out there, and you guys have tried to fill that?
Okay, great question. All right, so we really started with, you know, kind of just the whole idea of a casting director communicating with an agent. That's where it started. Mm-hmm. And just being able to do that on the web was amazing. So that was the beginning. And then it evolved. So we kind of listened and we went back and forth and we said, okay, now let's add the actors. And years later, we actually put the actors on because the agents just put their actors into a roster. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So it kind of really evolved over the years to a very robust, everything from a breakdown, getting the size, the scripts, then having audition requests and having those go through the web so that everybody was on the same page. And then, of course, we did an app in Android and iOS because a lot of actors are on their phones and they're out auditioning and moving around. So that was kind of part of the evolution.
Yeah. And now Casting Workbook has worked with a wide variety of production companies and studios, including the biggest of the big, you know, Disney, Netflix, Universal. How does the company ensure that it provides solutions for a wide range of clients, not just huge studios, but even smaller and independents?
Well, we just continue to listen and adapt and add functionality. And so often we're asked by clients or they're referred by current members. And we do something interesting. We preference. So from the beginning, when we went from coast to coast, you know, we found that if you're in New York or Toronto, you don't want to be looking at Vancouver or Los Angeles at the top. So we started preferencing everything. And our preferences go everything from client type, region, language, area of media, if I'm a commercial agent or casting director versus a film or television. And then we tailor our products to each client the way they like to work.
Yeah. On the topic of growth, Casting Workbook recently announced the creation of its New York office. How does this help strengthen the company's place in the industry?
Well, New York is so pivotal, and we wanted to do this for a long time. And we were really just looking for the right person. And we had our eye on Justin Turnblom for a couple of years, actually. He worked in casting. He worked for Nielsen, some other big companies. He's just an amazing person. And when he became available, we knew that that was our New York person. And that's when we opened the office there.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, Casting Workbook is a member of Film Florida, which we obviously very much appreciate. Let's discuss a little bit about the partnership between your organization and Film Florida and how Casting Workbook helps Florida as a whole and specifically Film Florida members.
Well, first of all, we're so thrilled to be working with Film Florida, and thank you for that. To answer that question, I think I would like to say our intention in this partnership is to do what we can to help unite, inspire, and innovate to build a more robust and retentive industry in Florida by bringing inside and outside job notices to the talent and offering discounts to local talent, and also to participate with film festivals and to promote Film Florida in our Center Stage magazine and some of our other pieces that we like to just let them know what's happening in Florida and to bring talent graduates as well. This is coming, the graduates from the universities there to the desktops of the casting and the agents. So really a way of bringing the education system into the industry.
Yeah, that's great. And we really do appreciate you guys being a member, obviously. But the partnership from our perspective was wonderful because it broadens the scope of what our members and everybody here in Florida has the capabilities of. And of course, everybody can just jump online and find things, but it's much more effective use of time if you're kind of more focused in with a group like yours to help people get in the right space. So we're really glad that we were able to figure out this partnership. Now, talk a little bit about some of the most popular features for actors within your system.
Well, I have to start with the free service in the U.S. I think that's really popular, especially with everything that's going on in the world, that we have a free submission to jobs. It's open for actors who are not repped and the self-taping. So it's fully free. They don't put in a credit card. They can download our actor app in Android and iOS. That's all part of the free service, and they can go in and they can tape and submit. So we think that that's probably the number one thing for actors is just, if you're not on it, go get the free service. There's, you know, it's really simple and easy to use. But for our professional members, the people who upgrade, I think the thing that we hear is that they love the one low flat fee. We've had one fee for everything for an actor since 2010. And it's a reasonable rate. We kind of locked that in and we do really well with it. And we have hours of media. They can put up all their demo reels, all their audio clips, and they can use Actor App again to find jobs and tape themselves. They can submit themselves and tape themselves and send it off to, I say tape, that's old school, but they can digitally upload their audition right from the phone, and it makes sure that they don't come in upside down and backwards, and they don't have to worry about the technology or is this going to work for the casting office. And then the latest piece is our integrated websites for actors. We find that that's really just been rolling out. We asked casting directors, we said, what would you love to see? And they said, actor websites. And we thought, wow, that's amazing. So we have integrated websites where the actor can take their materials that they use for the breakdowns, for the searches, and move that over to a website, and it's completely connected. So that's another one. And then, of course, they can pitch their materials. So they have a pitching service, something like Active Pitch, where they can pitch their materials. Again, reuse of the same, a lot of the same content that they have on the casting site. So they're not re-uploading it several times. And then they can send them and track them. And let me see, last piece, maybe we have something called Pitch Reels. It's a built-in editor. So as they get new clips, they can put them together into different compilations.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that you guys have kind of packed into one service, which is wonderful. Now, you also provide a myriad of educational materials for users. Share a little bit about more of what you are looking for in the education, as well as some of the services that you provide.
Great question. We've been working in the universities for many years. And what we do is we go into the schools and we put the grad classes online. But more than that, when they're going through school, we teach the business of acting rather than any of the creativity. And we come in and we actually show them how to have a great resume. What makes for a good photo? Should I have an agent? Should I be with a union? And we talk to them about all the different pieces that are important. And of course, we always recommend that they get an agent. And that's one of our big pieces. But in addition to that, we get them ready for the industry. In addition, and during quarantine, they were lost. And we created something called The Working Actor. Mm-hmm. And we do a Working Actor series. And that series is, we do 2 English, 2 Spanish, 4 per month. And we do those on Thursdays. And we interview key people out of the industry, including yours truly. Mm-hmm. We have some amazing people, great casting directors, producers, agents. And when we did this during quarantine, we had actors say they went to the Church of Casting workbook once a week. And it was connecting them. And so that really lived through. And then after that, we evolved something called the Green Room, where we have a host. She was an Entertainment Tonight host, Natasha Gargiulo. And we are now on something called the A-List Movie Junket. So as these big movies come out, we are invited to interview some of the top talent, directors, and we've been able to be in part of Top Gun, John Wick, Bradley Cooper for The Maestro. And we sit with them and we put these pieces together. They're short, and we provide those out, and we actually take those interviews and add film clips to them now. So in other words, you're watching Bradley Cooper and you're getting film clips from the actual movie, and he's talking about his inspiration. So it's this really beautiful piece. And we do this because we really want to inspire audiences to get out to see the film and also to go to the streamers and download them, because they're just amazing. And it helps them to get a better perspective.
You're kind of going back to the old actor's commentary on the DVD set.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now, are those sessions open to the public? Are those your members only within Casting Workbook? How do people find those?
Oh, good question. They're open. We have so many different ways to get them out. But if you go to castingworkbook.com, anyone that wants to find our materials, castingworkbook.com, near the top on the right-hand side, there are links. And it's links to everything, to our Center Stage magazines. If you click on YouTube, they'll find our Green Room interviews in Spanish and English, and they'll find it in English. And we also have a Spanish site, and they'll find those on the Spanish site. But everything is right there and easy to access.
Great. Now, you mentioned Center Stage. Great segue. you guys published this magazine and it features conversations with wonderful people in the industry. What inspired you to create this resource?
Well, we really gathered so much industry knowledge and insights from our The Working Actor and the Green Room interviews and the interaction with the production, casting, and agent. So we felt a responsibility to really share that. And it's been so successful. We are now producing, it's a full digital magazine. It's in two languages. And we produce it monthly in English and quarterly in Spanish. And it's a digital magazine. We had the most amazing people on the cover. We had Carla Houle casting on the cover of our first edition, which was an Oscars edition. Then we put on the big Broadway office Tara Rubin casting for our second. And we have a Spanish version, and that is completely separate. And we just launched our first representative, which is Barry Byrne from Creative Artists Agency. And it's just a beautiful edition where they talk about the changes in the industry. And so we're so excited about that. And right now, each issue is reaching between 11 and 15 million in over 100 countries.
Wow. Wow. Now, in addition to everything we've already talked about, specifically for actors, you also have tools for agents and casting. Talk a little bit about those features.
Our agent features, I would say, are some of the most full-featured anywhere. So the agents we have, for example, they have their complete submission service. So they get all of the breakdowns. They have the scripts, the sides, and the submission service. And they get breakdowns from anywhere in the world that are looking in their cities. So we're truly global for the agents. And we have some really great things for them. We have one-click talent pitching and tracking, so they can click a link and pop it into an email. It rivals some of the services that they use, and it's reusing the same photos and materials to use as a pitching service. So again, they're not uploading it in two different places. We have a great script analysis tool. We have something called Talent Find, so they can find actors looking for an agent. We have something we built way back when. We found out that agents don't always wait for a breakdown. They go to something called the grid and they track these. For example, if a manuscript is written in New York and they're starting to package this product, the agents often find out about these and they start pitching talent into it rather than waiting until it's been picked up. So they're tracking and pitching those. We built a tool for them to do that. Let me see. A couple of other things they have. We have a robust talent scheduling, audition, self-taping, forwarding to their talent, a great communication tool. We offer roster coverage and sophisticated department sharing, something that a lot of the other services don't use or offer. Let me see. Easy talent uploads. And the best part, we have a concierge service and we have experts on the phone answering from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, and 24/7 hour support as well with experts on the line.
Wow. That's a lot. You guys also have a lot of powerful casting tools. You guys cover breakdown scheduling, session capture equipment, and team collaboration. How do these tools help solve some of the unique challenges that casting departments face?
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, that's a lot. So, try to make this short and not too much detail. But I think for casting, we try to reach them where they live. So we will provide them with equipment when needed to be able to capture in room, but we also integrate with other tools that they use. For example, with Zoom, when you record on a Zoom with a virtual audition, you would have to wait until after it's over to download the clips and then re-upload them and move them around. With our service, we basically partnered with Zoom. And when the clips are being captured live in real time, they can actually review them. They can let actors in and out of the room, and they can bring an actor in on what we call our Zoom camera, as well as be in the room with an actor on a real camera and have them read together. Mm. So we've kind of turned Zoom into another camera, and we've integrated that so that they have the full capacity virtually. So that's a huge piece that we've added. So that's equipment, that's virtual. We have a robust self-taping system where they can have their self-tapes come in, and we can actually combine those with the live and the Zoom, and it all comes into one beautiful platform called TeamShare, where they share these profiles with their whole team, mobile and web, and they're making decisions really quickly, John. Like, they're kind of going in and saying, oh, they're making notes. And what happens, it's kind of like a round robin in sports. It kind of filters everything up to the top, and it tells you who's in the lead so that they can get a sense of, out of hundreds of people that they're seeing, you know, who's rising to the top. And it just gives them really fast decision-making, aggregating tools.
So it sounds like a lot of what you're trying to do is just help people be more efficient.
Oh, that's, yes.
Yeah.
That's our key. That's our buzzword.
Yeah.
We love the idea of efficiency. I think that's what attracts me to tech. I'm a real geek and I love what it can do. It gets me excited. And I think that for casting, we watch what they're trying to do. Things have changed so much. They used to have a lot more people. Everyone is, you know, laying off because of the times, and they're losing information and people. And so we're really working to try to pick up the slack with them and to give them concierge service. We will even, with those Zoom cameras, we can put a person from one of our cities. We have people in 8 different cities that can manage their session remotely with them in the room and help them with their services, so they don't even have to have somebody working beside them.
Yeah, because, you know, budgets are getting smaller. Staffs, as you mentioned, are getting smaller, but people still have the need to do really great work. And so your platform is allowing people to be a lot more efficient with their time, which means they can be more effective in what they're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
I would say, yes. I'll just say one thing. What's really changed is the diversity and the requirement to find very specific, diverse talent. And what we've done is we've opened that up for them in an interesting way. And we've allowed them to take and boost their breakdowns worldwide for very specific talent. So we help them do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, they're being more efficient. You're actually expanding their ability to find what it is that they need, which is obviously a great combination. Now, we've talked a lot about on-camera talent and things around that, but you also provide a number of tools for production. Talk about that.
That's quite new in the last year. And again, in a response to what was happening at the very highest level with the streamers and with the distributors, they were looking for efficiency. And because our platform is all under one roof, we actually take everything and we aggregate it. So being able to go to the producers and give them a platform, a complete platform that allows them to talk to all of their producers, who speak to all of their casting directors, who post breakdowns out to the agents and the actors who are also non-repped, and bring all of that information up to the top. That's what we built in the last year. And we have a place where they can bring their production company. So let's say, for example, and here's a great example. We signed with Televisa Univision, headquartered out of Miami.
Excellent.
And which is amazing. We provide them with the ability to have a place where everything comes in. So let's say, for example, they identify a production and they say, all right, we're doing this production. It's going to be in Spain. It's going to be in Madrid and Mexico City and one other place. Let's say in Miami. So here we have those 3 cities. We will go to those production companies, make sure that they are all connected to the same place. They hire their casting. Everything flows up to the production company. And the production company now can look for conflicts and talent in a way that it would take them days. And they can now do it in seconds.
Wow. So that's relatively new. What's next?
That's a great question. Oh my goodness. I did not put this in my notes.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to think about that for a moment. What's next? I think, well, certainly we've been asked for more digital asset management. We are working in with influencers. We're working in other areas of the business. And we also have above the line for agents in the grid. And that's not fully new, but we're also looking at a lot of reality, which has come out of this and assisting with that. But of course, we've always stayed in our lane and what we love, and we continue to build for that industry.
Yeah, which I love about you guys. I kind of sprung on you the what's next part, but if the last 20 years are any indication, there will be something, that's for sure, because it doesn't seem like casting workbooks stay still.
No, actually, I'm told that that's a fault. We love looking at what's coming in the next 5 years. We're constantly looking. There are a lot of things on the hop, and I'm trying to wonder what should and can I say at this moment, but there's a lot going on, John, and we're always looking for how do we serve our clients better, faster.
Yeah. Well, and as we all know, for better or for worse, our industry is never staying the same. It is always changing. And so in order to be as successful as you all have been over the last 20 years, and I suspect you will continue to be, you do have to be nimble and you have to be flexible and have to innovate, as you mentioned, and find what's next, because there's always going to be something new.
And we're also loving working with the Film Commission. So it's like there's so many really great synergies that we can do, that we can help and be involved in. And we've learned so much partnering with you. So we love this and we're super grateful.
Susan, this has been great. How can people learn more about Casting Workbook and everything you all have going on?
I would just say the great part about Casting Workbook is it's all under one roof. So it's castingworkbook.com. Right on the homepage, we put a lot of the stuff that's coming, you know, up in the future. And also right at the top, you're going to find those 6 links to our YouTube channels, to the working actor who we're interviewing, the upcoming films that are in there, and of course, Center Stage Magazine. That's all in one place. So I invite you to go there. And if you go down to the bottom, we've got press rooms and tons of information and content. And also watch for your breakdowns. And we send out a lot of emails as well.
Excellent. Well, Susan, we really appreciate you spending time with us today to help our audience learn more about Casting Workbook. And of course, we sincerely appreciate your support of Film Florida. Thanks for being with us on the Film Florida podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks for listening to the Film Florida podcast. For more information about Film Florida, go to filmflorida.org. And like or follow our social media pages. If you're not already a member of Film Florida, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. Please also consider going to our website and donating $20.24 for our 2024 fundraising campaign. Check out the Film Florida merchandise at filmflorida.creator-spring.com. And please remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.